Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Doing a little different setup this morning. And did our listeners get to hear the...
Yeah, they did. For some reason, I think it's my system volume is not going through here. And that's why we don't get that as well, which I'm changing right now. So Okay. Hopefully that works out.
We're just in the middle of a transition period between when Big JD gets his new pro and right now.
We get our new pros. I think, what's going to happen? Are we going to go to the U.S. one day and pick up MacBook Pros?
Yeah, I'm not going to get this version that just came out on Tuesday.
Good.
I'm going to get the next one.
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like it's going to be far off either. New computers for Big JD and Lippo. Months?
I'm going to say June. Is my guess.
The longer for me, the better.
Maybe May. Because they did come out with a version.
I'll start saving now.
What do you mean the longer the better? Oh, for saving wise.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a big chunk of cash between now and then, I bet.
I don't know.
I know you don't know, but that's just my...
I don't know if anything's going to happen as soon as I'd love it to happen. I'm looking at maybe another year.
Oh, you're looking at a year.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that's totally realistic for sure. And we got the...
Sucks, but...
Big JD's got the new mic stand since he blew apart my old one.
I didn't do anything.
Well, look at the thread on this thing. It's just...
Well, I know, but I...
Toast.
I'm not even that strong enough to turn that.
Not strong enough.
That thing was on its way out or something.
Yeah, it's a piece of Chinese crap.
Anyway, you get a bolt for it or anything?
Well, it's like a rivet with threads.
Yeah, but you can get... That's nothing.
It's nothing. You think this is...
Well, you
is,
get that Canadian Tire or something.
You think this is widely available?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100% widely available. You probably even get this thing around it.
Well, you need that. Otherwise,
is that square in the thing?
Yeah, there's a square little thing on the end there.
Yeah, but what you want to do is just get a... You can just get a screw like that, though. You don't need the same thing. Even if it doesn't... You know what I mean? It goes in and you hold it and tighten it.
Oh, right. Right. So you could get... Oh, yeah. You could get
two
washers and two nuts
whatever,
on either end.
Yeah, anything.
Hello, and we're at the Jabbercast.
Hey.
What else is new with you?
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
What's new with me? Oh, nothing much.
No.
I'm just doing the same old thing every day, trying to get ahead.
Trying to get ahead? Well, you better get a job, and then you'll work out a lot better.
Here he goes again.
Trying to get ahead.
I have a lot of jobs.
I got 15 job men.
15 part-time jobs.
Really?
They won't let me work. That's how that is.
Well,
I can't do that.
I certainly hope they don't.
I wish I could do something, but they won't let me right now.
What about that paper route you're looking into?
Well, I got to get a wagon first. I saw one out front here.
Sure, you can borrow it if you want.
Can we paint it red?
It isn't red. Oh, you mean
not
the wooden
anymore,
one?
It isn't.
Oh, the wooden one.
What are you talking about? You got another wagon?
We got a red radio flyer.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Sure.
Cool.
Yes, Kim uses it for her gardening though. She carries all her crap from...
Well, she can use the old wooden one. Well, I take the sweet red one.
The wooden one is just for show.
That's an antique.
It's an antique-ish, yes. Kim is into the antique scene.
I like antique. Well, my dad used to be an antique, so we had all kinds of antiques around the house.
But your wife doesn't seem to be an antique.
No,
person.
She's not into antiques. We're opposites.
Yes.
100%.
And that's why you guys...
Isn't that weird, though?
...together so well.
I mean, we like a lot of the same things in the end. But getting to there, we're totally different. I like junk and boots on everywhere.
Right.
I want to sleep in my boots, and I'm not allowed to. So
well, I don't blame you. End up, would your boots have steel toes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and you kick
That's all
her,
I wear.
Kick her in the shins, and boom, you're done.
And why do I always wear steel toes? I guess that stems from working. But I like them. But they're solid and heavy.
I think it has to do with...
makeup.
You getting into a fight somewhere. I always thought of that when I was a teenager. I always wanted, you know, the Doc Martens.
Always ready.
Yeah, you're always ready. You kick somebody in the knee or the shin with your steel toes and they were toast. as far as my neck of the woods, not too much is going on. After this show, I'm going to Chatham.
Oh, yeah?
And
golfing?
No, going to see Tom Lockwood.
Who?
He's playing at the Cultural Center with a singer chick from Nashville. Her name is Jamie
Farr.
Jamie Farr, yeah. And no, that's a guy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. From MASH. Harry Ohioan.
Yeah, he's from Toledo, but yeah. That's not who it is. Go to the tomlockwoodguitar.ca, go to the gigs page, and you'll get her name there.
He's got a nice site, by the way.
Thanks. It actually is sucky.
I haven't been there for a long time.
I was learning CSS when I put that together.
And are you done learning?
No.
Are you a CSS mastermind now?
No.
Why would you do it? I don't understand why somebody would learn all that when you don't have to, and you just use Dreamweaver and everything's done. And it is CSS to some degree, isn't it?
Oh, it's all CSS.
Yeah. But then why learn
when you use it? You're able to use it in the old way and it apply styles to different things. And then it creates its own name, style one, style two, style three. But style three might be something that I want to use on another site, you know, so I could take that
same style
and apply. But what do I'm looking for something. It ain't going to be there. It's going to be called something, whatever I wanted to call it. And I don't want that.
Website design is neat though.
Yeah, it is very neat.
I think you got to be somewhat of an organizational freak to
get into making websites.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm an organizational freak and I love the layout thing. I like moving stuff and putting it and making it aesthetically right and everything. You like that too, don't you?
Of course.
Don't you like doing that?
Yes.
What's up with us?
It's the left side of the brain thing, I think.
Something.
I'm trying to give you this week's song.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's pretty preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There it goes. It's going. It's going to be in your Dropbox.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
So, you want to get into the actual news?
Yeah, let's get into some actual news.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the Jabbercast studio newsroom.
Yes. And do you have anything for as far as news goes?
Bush planning his world summit on economic troubles. And isn't it funny how he incorporates developed and developing countries when the U.S. is in big trouble? U.S. is in big financial trouble, and then he calls a summit with the whole world. They're all for themselves, and now it's all for one and one for all.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. They're all going to get together and say, okay, how do we
fix the United States?
No, it's all going
to
be...
But it'll apply to us, too, because everybody wants to be saved in the end somehow.
It's going
to
be a new world order. So what is going to be the next step in just making everybody together?
Money is number one.
That's all it's going to be is we're going to join all the central banks together. And of course, everybody knows if you listen to the Jabbercast.
Everybody knows
that the people who have all the money are the people who run this world. And the people, of course, who have all the drugs also run the world. And the third currency.
Curtsy.
Currency.
The Ramo, the Omar, the Amero.
Oil.
Oh.
It's oil, drugs, and actual cash.
Sweet.
Or not actual cash, what am I saying? More numbers.
It used to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
That was for rock and roll.
Then, this is now.
Well, speaking of rock and roll, I went and saw a show on Friday night.
Yeah?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, you went and seen Yngwie? Where?
Royal Oak.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It was Leo's birthday, and he, you know Mike Adams? Another bass player dude?
Yeah, I know him from way back.
Way back and way back.
I think he tried out for Wicked Angel at some point or something.
Oh, did he? Yeah. So it was Leo's 42nd birthday and they were going already. And I knew I wanted to go to Royal Oak to pick up some government mule tickets. So I said, what the heck, I'll go. And it turns out they knew somebody who won tickets to Yngwie but couldn't go.
Oh, yeah. Bonus.
So I walked in for free.
Is he still big and fat in his old age?
He lost some weight.
Did he?
Yes. And he's smoking.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't change. I seen him with the orchestra thing, the DVD of him in the orchestra or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah,
he's really good.
You have to be into the Baroque style of rock,
yeah,
to get into that. And I watched probably half the show from, if you know Royal Oak at all, it's like tiered standing areas where there used to be seats. And you know anybody who sings with Yngwie, it's got to be, you know.
Someone. And who was it? Somebody that.
So I didn't even know who it was from the tier we were sitting at. So I said, screw it, I'm just going to go down front and try to mingle my way up there. Turns out it's Ripper Owens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The guy that took over for Halford and Priest for a little while.
Yeah. That was very cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So. And he always has a similar person like that. That style of singing, like a strong, natural sounding voice. Somebody that doesn't pretend to be, you know, there's guys that sing in bands that change their voice, you know?
No, this guy's just,
yeah.
Twice as high though, you know, and then he just belting it out.
I don't really know him very well. I don't, I think I have the live Priest with him or something, but, I never really listened to it. I knew he was pretty good, but I mean, is he anything like Halford? Because Halford is the king.
He is a lot like Halford.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He actually, he's more like Halford than he is.
Except
like,
he's straight.
I don't know about that. Oh, yes, he is. He's got a wife.
Would you bang Halford?
Yeah, I guess so.
Me too.
I think I'd give him a blowjob first, though.
I have no beep button. It's all age listening. And we're going to be in trouble with the...
Well, you started. What would you do, Halford?
FUC. I mean, the FCC.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
What was I going to say about Ripper? He actually sounds more like Halford than he does sound like past Yngwie vocalists.
Yeah, but I mean, there's something that... in him and those kind of people that Yngwie has singing that is similar.
Yes, of course.
Not the same, you know, voice, but a tonal quality that's, you know, strong and I don't know what else you would actually call that, but it's good.
But Yngwie, when he's up there, he's just all about himself, you know.
Yeah.
He's like fixing his hair either. All the time. Yeah. Like, you know, he always wants to make sure that when he goes...
I wonder if it's all real steel and everything, though.
His hair?
Yeah. He must have lost that at some point.
I don't know. Those
some phony going on.
Those Nordic people tend to keep...
Because he's got thick. Still got a lot of thick hair, it looks
and
like,
very long right now. It's like, yeah, down here. Yeah. I think it's his. Honestly, I think it's his hair.
He looks pretty good, though, for an older guy still.
He looks marvelous.
I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be what? And he's pushing 60.
No, 50s, he's not pushing
mid-50s
60.
At least.
I say maybe he's 50.
Okay, a couple years older than us.
A couple years older than you, maybe.
Whoa.
But anyway, real news. Went off on what I did on Friday. Colin Powell endorses Barack Obama. Republican guy. Saying he's going to... but he's black as well.
What is he going to do? Is he going to do anything for him?
Is he going to... Well, I think it's just good that someone...
of the same color?
If someone of the opposite party says that they're going to run for... or that they're going to endorse Barack. But he's a black guy, so... I mean, because he was, you know, he did his own, you know, it's because of guys like Colin Powell that people like Barack Obama can actually...
Okay, last sentence you called him Colin, and now Colin.
Did I say Colin?
And what is it really? Colin? Or Colin? Some people spell it with double L.
Yeah.
What I know is it would be Colin, but Colin is, you know,
that's cancer.
What you poop out of.
Yeah, everybody calls him Colin. It's Colin Powell. Yeah.
Colin Powell, yeah.
When I look at it, though, it's his Colin.
You want to say Colin?
Do you know any Collins?
Yeah. One of our managers at our previous building was Colin.
And was he an English guy?
And I think it was 1L. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know what he was.
Just
he was
curious.
Big and tall. How about Don Cornelius, former host of television show Soul Train, arrested on suspicion of domestic violence Saturday?
What is up with that? That just gives a bad...
It doesn't really... I don't even know what he did or anything.
What is this?
72 after? Years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Domestic violence. How violent can you get? 72. And what was it? Against a woman or something? A $50,000 bail. What's that? What's that mean?
What is it?
You put up $50,000 to get out?
Usually 10% of that.
Oh, okay.
So you get $5,000.
You get it back?
You get it back if you're not convicted.
What if you're convicted? You got to pay the whole $50,000?
Oh, no. No, if you're not convicted, it's if you show up at court.
Yeah. If you don't take off or...
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. That happened in Los Angeles. So Soul Train. It's funny you mentioned Soul Train because we had the, since our last show and this show, we had the election in Canada and the Conservatives got back in again. And in the riding that we're recording this in, which is Lakeshore area, Jeff Watson won again. And this guy I used to work with. And
my brother went out with his sister.
With Jeff Watson's sister?
Yeah.
I used to work with him, and that's what he used to yell at in our area all the time. Yeah, when he
yell?
He used to yell.
What do you mean?
Soul Train used to do that.
Like, oh, really?
When he used to get excited or whatever, you know, just to break up monotony. And
when did he do that?
When I was working with him on the IP line at Plant 3.
Hmm.
That just reminded the whole Soul Train. Every time I hear it, I think of him now.
Cornelius introduced us to such legendary artists as Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, and Barry White.
Really?
You know I love you, babe.
He introduced us to Marvin Gaye and Barry White.
Soul Train, 1970. Showcased black music and culture, introducing television audiences to legendary artists such as those.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And something else that I had was the spacecraft probe going to check out the outer realms of our galaxy. Small NASA spacecraft embarks on two-year mission this weekend, which is actually today. It heads out. And it's funny, they don't have to send it where you would think they would send it. They want to find out what's happening at the edge of our solar system. It's called the IBEX probe, short for Interstellar Boundary Explorer. And it's to explore the solar wind, which is a stream of charged particles spewing from the sun at 1 million miles per hour, and carves out a protective bubble around the solar system. And the bubble, known as the heliosphere, shields against most dangerous cosmic radiation that would otherwise interfere with human spaceflight. And this thing only, it only goes so far out. I mean, it doesn't actually go to the edge of our galaxy or anything. It's just up in, you know, our near space.
Right.
And somehow it gathers all this data. And I guess the solar wind pressure is at its weakest level in 50 years. And although they don't know why, they hope that the IBEX will
help us
confirm whether it's shrinking.
Right. I heard all
that. I don't know what happens when it shrinks, but...
And the whole solar... I
don't know when mine shrinks, but...
The whole solar wind thing also is tied in with solar activity as far as sunspots and all that stuff goes, which we've talked about as far as the whole 2012 thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, because supposedly right now the sun is just very inactive, whereas the last time it was very, very... The last seven-year cycle, mm-hmm. it was extremely active at a cycle that it wasn't supposed to be so active. So we're waiting for 2012 and then maybe...
Yeah, they wonder why it does these things, but when it's over and the next cycle starts, like there was, you know, nothing happened. You know what I mean? It's when something happens, it's going to get exciting.
And I think if something happens, we're all going to either fry or we're just going to freeze to death.
It's funny too. We won't know for days. You know what I mean? By time the sun...
From what you see, that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of neat too.
It's kind of neat, but it doesn't play on any... It's like they could warn us. We just had some indication that the sun just blew up. You're going to find out about it in 7 days. What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah, you got 7 days.
Snipe.
Nice, nice.
Rape and pillage.
Oh, boy.
The local village.
That's nice. Seriously, what would you do? Not rape and pillage.
Not in that order. What would I do if you got 7 days before the world ends? What
yeah.
are you going to do? I'd go get a drobo.
Back
everything up so I didn't lose it during the end of the world.
Hey, boy.
Look at that. Tea out of a... I got to take a look inside there because I like to see what's going on inside. I should do half cup at a time. It would stay hotter.
It's going
to
stay hotter.
He's got me a teapot and oh, look at that little infuser. That's an infuser style thing and everything.
Yep.
It's made to be that way.
Yep. Teatopia. Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love that place.
We had Christmas last weekend, so...
Oh, Kim, and you got something.
Kim got that for Christmas.
That's neat.
Yeah.
And I get to use it.
Yeah, the whole purpose of the pot is to keep it hot, but you poured it all in.
And what's the tea? It's not straight green.
Lemon zest.
So, lemon zest green?
Yep. Lemon zest green, yep. That's the tea that came with the pot.
In a big glass mug and everything. That's something.
It's something?
I feel special. I'm celebrating Christmas.
Anyway,
so, any other news or can we move on?
I think we should move on.
This is DJ DeBees and you've got it tuned in to WKBR.
chance and risk.
Or risk and chance.
Risk and chance.
Okay.
And Risk is a board game, and Chance is,
is the
cards you get with Monopoly, the other board game.
The quantifiable likelihood of loss or less than expected returns. That's Risk. Risk, you would look at as more on the bad side than the good side.
There is some bad associated with Risk, whether realized or not.
And not as much with Chance always seems to be. You know, looking on a good side.
Exactly.
Unexpected, unplanned, unpredictable event that occurs without observable cause or human intention and is not explainable by the known laws of science or statistics. And it's more based on a rational choice, whereas risk is just...
Is what?
Just risk.
Well, no.
Likelihood of something not happening, something not good happening. Less than expected returns.
Or likelihood of something bad happening.
Bad happening or a failure of some kind.
Right.
Or,
you say that the likelihood of it not happening.
The likelihood of, not.
Or of it happening.
Well, it could. Yeah. That's, you take a risk. They're similar, yet they're different. Risk and chance.
Right. So let's.
But that's why I say I think risk you would more associate with negative, whereas chance you would associate, let's risk it. That sounds bad. Let's take the chance. That sounds good. You know what I mean?
Right. When you risk something, you are going to do something where something bad could possibly happen.
Right. So gambling, you could lose your money. That's not really, it's not really a game of chance. It's more a game of risk. You're taking a chance, but it's still risking.
It's not the game of chance, but.
stock market, day trading, especially short-term, trading.
Anything risk. Stock market is risk.
Well, sure. I mean,
because something bad could happen. You could lose money.
Thrill seeking. That's not, it's more associated with risk than chance.
Right. Like taking a walk on the wild side.
Right.
You could get AIDS.
Yeah. If you want to risk throwing it in.
Throwing it in there. You might get some STD.
Throwing your hot dog down that hallway.
I saw a Zohan last night. What is that? Hilarious. See that?
Yeah.
No. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's just all this promiscuity talk.
Mm-hmm. You get to see Adam Sandler nearly 100% naked. If that's real. Oh, no wonder I can't hear anything. Look at my headphones. That intern's fired, that's for sure. There I am.
I'm a weak little man. I can't push it all the way in.
There I am.
Oh, you could.
Hold on a sec. I just want to hear myself talk for a minute. No. Hey. No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Could you hear it a little bit?
No. Yeah, well, I think maybe a little bit out of one side or something was going on. And,
all right, sorry.
But I wonder now if the music's going to come through the cans. I want to feel it in my can.
I'm sorry, but I don't think it will. Because I don't hear it. I'm all the way in.
Okay.
But back to risk and, chance.
Okay, and chance, more rational choice. You're making a rational decision to take a chance. That's not irrational. Oh, I'm just going to take a chance. Usually chance is associated with thinking, rationalism, whereas risk is, not necessarily rationalized.
I think it is
the same.
Here's what I want. The angle that I was thinking of taking today was risk in terms of insurance. The insurance company takes a risk with its the policyholders.
Right. And you take a chance with the insurance company.
Well, no, you're paying.
I'm going to take a chance with this insurance company.
You pay them to take the risk.
Right. Okay. That's a risk.
That's a risk for them that my house won't start.
And we're talking about something that has negativity into it somehow.
It's all the insurance company has everything to do with.
So negative. Bring me into the chance thing now.
Okay. The chance has nothing to do with insurance.
Right.
That's why I like to use insurance to show you this is the whole risk thing. The insurance company is...
It seems risk has to be something almost tangible has to be involved in like actually doing something or, whereas chance is not necessarily... doesn't seem like it has to be, like there could be a chance with anything. It doesn't have to be a material type thing, whereas risk always seems it has to be
right.
A lot of times.
Like the insurance company, they actually quantify a risk. There's this likelihood of you being at your age and you smoking, of you dying.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make a quantifiable thing about that. And we're going to charge you X amount of dollars based on your situation. This is our risk in terms of dollars.
And X amount is a lot. So go on. It always is.
For life insurance or house insurance?
Anything. Oh. It's all too much.
Well, is it though?
And in a lot of cases, you don't ever use it. And then when it does come time to use it, there's a stipulation in small print that you can't use it. So a lot of times there's little things go on, but
yeah, insurance companies.
But we got to have it, I guess.
We got to have insurance. Well, especially car insurance. There's another.
That you have to have, yeah.
Based on the accidents of people who are 21 to 45 years old and your driving record, we can quantify that you will owe us $1,000 a year for your life insurance or your car insurance. I'm sorry. Whereas a teenager who has no record of anything, obviously the risk is a lot higher, and it's usually prohibitively expensive for teenagers to drive their own car.
Right.
Or even young, 20-something-year-olds. I know this 20-year-old kid who just bought a Nissan 300SX, I think, a used vehicle. And he's paying like...
Yeah, I think you have to go through your parents and keep things and have a good, establish a good driving record and be with the same company they were with and, yeah, you know, slide into it like that.
It's the only way to do it without paying.
And then eventually, you know, when the time comes and you've, you know, shown a decent rating and your age is, you know, 5-10 years later or something. And then, you know, you have a good chance of getting a cheaper insurance.
Right.
Because you're less of a risk.
That's right. That seems like a racket. Like, doesn't it seem like a racket as far as the insurance company
goes? Yeah, and risk can be associated with rackets.
Extrapolate.
Not here.
Okay. I didn't
turn around, maybe.
All right. Let's not extrapolate then.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Okay, I just want to make sure I mentioned the insurance.
And so, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm more associated with, did you get into the chance thing? Chance, well, being more of a rational choice about something.
Right, and when I think of chance, I think of lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to...
It's not really negative.
There's nothing.
It's a buck.
Right.
And you have a chance to win a fortune.
Right. There's no huge outlay of money or time or effort. You just put up a small amount of money and you take a chance that you may win. Gambling in general is like that. So another big company or another big industry, of course, is the casinos. They take no risk. There's no risk.
Well, they say it's a game of chance, but risk is what's involved, you know, as far as throwing your money away.
Yeah, you risk, you know, becoming a gambling addict.
I think risk and chance both come into play there.
As far as gambling goes?
Yeah.
What's the risk?
The risk is that you're going to lose your money. The chance is that you're going to make some money.
The risk is you're going to lose.
They say they're a game. It's a game of chance. You know, gambling, playing, whatever.
Roulette.
Roulette. It's a game of chance because you have a chance, but there's risk involved, just like sort of like the stock market at 1,000 miles an hour. You're putting up your money, which is the negative aspect of it. So you're risking things, you know. People lose a lot, lose their money.
You can,
and in
for
turn
sure.
lose, you know, sometimes you can lose your family, your wife, gambling.
Absolutely. So there
there's
is
a risk factor.
There is a risk there, but for the most part.
For the most part, I think it's chance.
It's chance.
Because that's the good part though. When you think of chance, like, hey, there's a chance I could win money, and you got a smile on your face.
And you're having fun.
But there's that risk of losing everything. So they seem to they're like the opposites.
Yin,
you know, they kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Like the, you know.
But there is no risk on the casino's part.
No, there never is. Chance, more on the good side. Relationships. It's not usually risk. Maybe the sex is risk, but...
Or getting your heart broken.
Yeah, that's risk. But that's taking a chance on somebody. What's that mean? Taking a chance. I'm going to take a chance on her.
Well, that's a reason.
And that's your heart thing and everything.
Yeah, that's a reason why a lot of people don't get together.
And I guess that's when risk comes into play, when you take chance.
Right, and a lot of people don't take the chance, or take the risk, I should say, because they're afraid of...
But it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
Absolutely.
I heard that in a song somewhere. Mm. I think it's Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, which is available at the iTunes store. How blue can you get?
Jeffrey David Blues Connection. Is he one of our sponsors?
Yes, he is.
All right.
He really contributes a lot to the show.
Jeffrey David, his initials would be what?
JD.
JD, yeah. It sounds familiar. But anyway.
I don't know. I just flew in from Colombia, so.
Flew in from Colombia?
Oh, you didn't read my update?
What is that, your Facebook update?
Yeah. Buying something. That's chance. Just buying something. You know, paying and, you know, I don't know, depending on what you buy, of course, but buying things is chancing. I'm going to take a chance and buy, you know, something that you haven't bought before, something new, something different. I'm going to try this soap instead. I'm going to take a chance, see if I get a rash or anything, like it's, you know. But then comes in the risk factor. You know, I'm taking a chance on something different. What's the risk? Is like, risk is like an outcome.
A bad outcome.
So, yeah, it seems to negative. Is there good risk?
No.
Let's risk it and see if we... No, risk is just bad all the way around.
Exactly.
Making changes. Making a change.
What kind of change?
That's chance. Making a change. Changing something. Taking a chance and doing things differently. Maybe going out for the lead role in a play or something like that. That's... you take a chance. It's not really risk. But risk does come... you know, if you're afraid of people laughing at you, then you're taking a risk as well.
Right.
Risk seems to be the... negative side of chance, sort of.
Exactly. You know? That's exactly the way I look at it as well.
Sometimes I look at it like this.
Ooh.
So.
We don't have video on today, but.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, we do have some video. And what is this going to be posted on
It's a big occasion. No, this isn't going to get posted anywhere. It's just for my own personal enjoyment.
We call that narcissism.
So I can watch you later.
Do you know what narcissism is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the guys that come around to school and bust your locker down and take your drugs.
You had drugs in your locker?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Then you don't know what narcissism is. Is then. There you go.
Freaky.
You're not in the frame there, Big JD.
Now I'm in the frame.
There you go.
Hey.
Anyway.
You're not in the frame.
Yeah, I am right there. No, you don't want the microphone stand to be annoying. You're willing to go through
the extra mile.
You're willing to take the chance of not sounding good.
It's a risk I have to take.
There you go. We're risking it here on the Jabbercast.
It's a risk I have to chance.
Now back out. Hey, Big JD here. Just want to let you know that you can go to www.bigjd.com. Find out more information about all the shows that I currently host on internet radio stations and podcasting.
Okay.
I can handle this for a minute.
Exactly. Do you want to now get into the Tech Talk?
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're
I don't know. I've set my sound preferences to use the Alesis mixer.
Well, that should be coming through here.
That's right. And it doesn't.
That's right.
Here, so chalk it up to the old PowerBook.
The old PowerBook. Heavy emphasis on old. So this week I'll tell you about some tech news that I know. Apple just came out with some new laptops, which I know doesn't mean a lot to our audience.
Maybe. Save it for Tech Talk.
This is Tech Talk.
I know.
You're freaking me out. And what's so special about it? There isn't really that much special about it other than the enclosure, really, and the video cards. That's a really big...
I think the video cards is just something wrong.
Why?
They did that because they couldn't figure out what else to do right now. I think there's something to that video card thing. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why not just put a powerhouse video card in it and use it?
There is a powerhouse video card.
Yeah, but you have to switch to it to use it. You don't use them both. You use the... other card until you need the superpower. That's all wrong.
Well, it's all about
wanting that battery life right now.
Battery life, yeah.
Until they figure out something else, and then I think we'll see that disappear.
Probably.
And they'll have a super card in it because they figured it out.
Yeah, it's all about power though, for sure. I mean, we know that.
Yeah. I'd sacrifice some power to have a crazy video card anyway, but I don't know. I don't know about that architecture of using two cards.
Well, two cards simultaneously.
Well, no, not simultaneously, but wouldn't that even make more sense? super boost.
Well, then you'd
the
be
regular
sucking.
One, the super power, and then the super boost of using both.
You're getting out of hand now.
That'd be sweet. So anyway, yeah, it's the tub. It's all about the tub, the unibody construction.
Unibody.
It's sort of like us.
It's somewhat like cars, actually. Remember when the cars
sort of
went,
like
into
your bathtub.
The, went into the unibody construction?
Mm-hmm. Frame and body all one piece.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what, there's no seams on it. Like, you don't get these seams. And, you know, I know a lot of people on their MacBooks have this area right here that seems to widen and pieces get ripped up off of it. Oh, you had some of that too.
Well, it's got to be to some degree, isn't there? There's, is it the top and everything? I watched the whole video and everything, but it's the top too, comes up and around. It's
the top is the tub. The bottom, it gets snapped up underneath it, but the seam is underneath.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So there's a battery.
So there's a seam on the bottom instead of the top. What difference does that make, really? I don't know.
Well, there's
except that you have your don't have your hands on the seam now all the time.
Right, exactly. And you don't see it.
Yeah.
Steve does not want to see seams.
And aluminum, so that's pretty neat. And it's neat to see the way that they start out with that. You know what I mean? Like the construction of it with the yes. slabs and the round post of aluminum
sure.
to start with.
I don't know that that's a new thing in general, but I think just
no,
for,
but it was neat to see it because we, you know,
yeah, for construction of a laptop, it's pretty interesting.
One square solid piece that gets all bored out,
yep,
to specification, it's pretty neat,
yep. But other than that, it's just a next generation. I think the real cool thing that people will notice is going to be the next generation of
this
of the CPU. The next generation of Intel's chips are going to be an important boost in horsepower as far as laptop technology goes, as far as the way they cool them and how much resources they use, and specifically how much electricity they use.
Right. That's what they strive for. Longer battery life, less green, or what do they call green or Energy Star. All that stuff.
Yeah, they're all energy.
Yeah, the green hard drives now. They'll run at 5,400 RPM until you need the 7,200. I don't know if I like that either. I want full-blown power all the time at any cost.
I think you're going to be able to set that up.
Well, they have those drives now. Western Digital is, yeah. You know, you can get those green drives, they're called, I guess.
Right. But you can turn them on so that don't go into energy green mode.
Oh, just, you can do that?
Just, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah.
For the conscious that want to actually do that, but I'm surprised that you can actually do that because they are a lot cheaper, I think. So if they, you can just set them up to be 7,200 RPM all the time, I don't know that they'd be a cheaper drive.
Oh yeah, the drive technology's going up and the prices are falling down just like they always have, pretty much.
Pretty neat. What I wanted to talk about, just briefly, Tech Talk, why your computers are slow. You often wonder, why is my computer so slow? And it's because you need upgrading.
You got to get a new one.
Got to get a new computer. Yeah, no. You're updating your software all the time. There's all kinds of software updates and security updates, especially for you Windows users with a Z. You're updating your software and your computer seems to get slower and slower. It's because your software updates and new software is taking advantage of new technology. And the new processors and the new hardware, which you may not have, thus your computer's starting to slow down. And I realize a lot of that with, you know, Apple changing to Intel processors and all their new software taking advantage of, you know, the faster processor and the better graphics cards and all that. And then I see my computer getting slower and slower. Meanwhile, you wonder, you know, why is this happening? And plus the hard drives are getting bigger. So you're not filling them up as quick. You know, if you got a hard drive that's only a 20, 30, 40 gig hard drive and you have it almost full, that slows your computer down. Now they're putting in, even in a laptop, they can put in, you know, 100 gigabytes or more. And so you don't have as much stuff on it, keeping your computer a little faster. And the graphics cards are bigger now than they were. And those are a lot of reasons for your computer being slow.
For sure. I talked to this about a few people who have laptops. They have, you know, say, I got 10 gigabytes left of space. I said, well, now you're getting in, you're getting really close to the point where your
computer still needs some of that gigabytes of space for temporary files.
Temporary so files. Space yeah, for that. Exactly. So your RAM is.
And don't forget, that's 10 gigabytes on a 30 gig drive or something, exactly. Not 10 gigabytes, you know.
That's right. That's the problem.
It's small.
So if you think you got a lots of hard drive space left and it's still running slow, it's because your RAM uses your hard drive as temporary RAM. So it's swapping out constantly. And if you have 2/3 of your hard drive already full, that 2/3 is not like all on the left side, or, you know, it's spread out on your whole hard drive. So it takes longer for RAM to access the data that it has written to your hard drive. And it's like all over the place. It's spotty. I suppose doing some defrag work will speed up your hard drive if you're getting low on hard drive space.
Yeah, that will help. Look up defrag.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
This is DJ DeBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, what have you got for us?
Since we're going to keep on our theme of risk and chance, I picked a song from Soundgarden.
Another Soundgarden song.
Did I pick a
song? I think your last one was Soundgarden. I can't remember what the theme was, but yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. This is Zero Chance from Down on the Upside.
Thank you.
sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And that was Soundgarden from their Down on the Upside CD.
That's right. Let's
Zero,
get,
zero chance.
Let's get right into the Jabber quote. And this week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of insurance policies. No, they sell insurance policies and they take the risk out of your life.
Giving you the chance.
Giving you the chance to make a lot of money if you take a life insurance policy out on your significant other. And she happens to... No, I'm just kidding.
I have a quote.
Yay! What is it?
Two quotes.
Two
I got
quotes
a
or
risk
two
quote and a trance quote.
Oh, I love trance. Quote.
You're getting sleepy. Okay, risk. Progress always involves risks. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. You like that?
I love that.
Progress always involves risk. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first.
That is a who said that?
Don't know.
No, that's, I was going to say that's a good business. What do you call that? Motivator. You know.
Yeah, for anything, progress. You want to make progress, you have to take it. There's a risk involved in a lot of cases.
Right.
Chance to, I guess. But I mean.
So if people don't take risks, they tend to stagnate. Is that, that's pretty much...
I think that's part of it as well, yeah.
Okay.
I think it incorporates a lot of different things in there. And chance, the only time you run out of chances is when you stop taking them.
Say it again.
The only time you run out of chances is when you stop taking them. If you quit taking chances, then you have no more to take.
That's absolutely...
Isn't that was kind of neat. I like that.
Yeah, you got to think about it for a second.
They're both good, I think. The only time you run out of chances is when you stop taking them. So keep taking chances.
That's right.
And don't worry about the risk. Make progress. Steal second base.
Yes. That's awesome.
Did you have any
No, that's quotes that you, I okay. think that we're going to leave that in the heads of our listeners right now.
In the heads of our listeners. And we're out of here.
Are we?
Pretty much. Unless there's anything else about risk and chance. Well, we let them know what's going on next week. Do you have that up?
I don't have that up. But
I'll let listeners know that the Jabbercast is also a podcast, of course. You can pick that up at www.thejabbercast.com or the iTunes store. Subscribe for free with Big JD and Lippo. And you can leave us a message from our contact page. You can use the My Chingo widget or email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And that My Chingo widget, by the way, you hit the leave us a message button and you can record right into your computer and we get the audio MP3 message from you and we'll air it on the show like Absolutely. We do with all of them.
That's right. Absolutely. Positively. Next week, effects of music. The effects of music.
Ooh.
Effects?
Is it effects or affects?
I think it's effects of music. Isn't that what you're trying to say? The effects of music, that would be like flange.
Yeah, the affects.
Flange.
Right. The affects of music. It doesn't sound right, though, the effects of music. Effects, yeah, I guess it does. Yeah.
Effects of music. Yeah. Prenatal, as a kid, as a teen, as an adult, as an old fogey, how our lives are influenced by music in commercials, hidden messages, and mood alteration.
I've been waiting a while for that because we're music guys.
Yes.
You are.
What?
You're a music guy.
Well, you're a music guy.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? You're not. You're retiring?
I gave that up years ago. No, I still dabble.
You're much more of a dabbler
but,
than
you
I
know.
Am.
I dabble. You play, though.
Played live.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of neat.
Got a gig next week.
I haven't done that.
Actually, next 3 weekends in a row, we're going to be playing.
Really?
So we have to maybe arrange some for our the Jabbercast, I think. But we'll be here 11 o'clock every Sunday morning.
As always, as we always are. Yeah.
Yes.
You always catch us here, WKBR, and also every Saturday on All Talk Radio.
You bet.
So.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and see you next week.
Bye.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.